winter right around the corner here in central New York, we all know that the snow is not far behind. And with it comes the great need for snow removal from our driveways and our sidewalks. Unfortunately, these efforts can lead to some unfortunate accidents. And joining us this morning with some tips as to how to avoid these is Dr. Joshua Pletka, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Upstate Medical University, specializing in hand, shoulder, and elbow surgery. Welcome, Dr. Pletka.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. So, what types of injuries or accidents do you see in relation to snow removal?
Well, being an upper extremity surgeon, working with the hand, the shoulder, and the elbow, the most common injuries I tend to see are people who mistakenly put their hands into the snow chutes of snow removal devices of the snow blowers or into the impeller blades after they've shut off. And frequently these injuries are very nasty and explosive, and many times it ends up losing parts of fingers or sometimes even the whole hand.
Wow, that's awful. I actually read in the paper last winter that there was like a rash of snow blower accidents after one of our large snowfalls.
Very commonly after the first snowfall, when people haven't had the whole season behind them, they tend to forget the good principles of safety and care, and usually it's the first snowfall, deep snow, a little bit warmer weather, and most commonly the average age for one of these people who injures themselves is 44. It's almost always male. 90% of the time they injure their dominant hand, and most frequently it's their middle finger that they tend to lose because it's the longest finger that they stick in.
Oh my goodness, that's really frightening. So clearly you want to, a tip in that regard is if you're going to use a snowblower, you never put your hand where?
In the impeller or in the chute, and that is a mantra that everyone should follow. Most snowblowers nowadays come with plastic tools that are used for clearing clogs, and people should remember that even after a snowblower gets jammed or after it's turned off, the impeller blades, which are the large blades in the front of the snowblower, tend to continue revolving for about 5 seconds after the machine turns off. And if they go rapidly to clear something out or to see a branch or a big piece of ice, they can very frequently get their hand caught in there.
I think that's a very critical point here to
be
made, that even after it's off, completely off, and you think you're kind of safe, so to speak, the propeller or the blade will snap one last time.
Yes.
And that's when those accidents can occur.
That's true, especially with clogs.
So what other injuries? Obviously, I remember years ago people would say, you know, if you're an older person or if you have high blood pressure, heart disease, be very careful with snow removal. What are some of the other things you've seen or worry about?
Well, one of the main things is, a lot of people are not in as well-conditioned shape as they should be, and snow removal is an extremely aggressive and active activity. And there can be injuries to the lower back. There can be injuries to the forearms, to the shoulders. I see a common condition, tendonitis of the forearm called intersection syndrome, frequently after a snowfall from repetitive shoveling. But more importantly, people can have issues related to their heart. If people have high blood pressure, like you said, or cardiac disease, or have a history of other troubles related to their cardiovascular system, then this can really stress their heart and lungs, and they can have heart attacks or strokes and even die.
So if you're most, I think if you have any of those kinds of conditions, it sounds to me you might be better off paying someone to remove your snow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if you're going to do it yourself, which, you know, many of our kind of hardy, very independent thinking Central New Yorkers will, what are some tips that you need to remember?
So some tips are, if the snow is coming rapidly, to try and clear it in several passes. So rather than trying to lift up a large amount of snow, doing lighter amounts of snow or small amounts of snow in stages. Also lifting properly with proper body mechanics. If you have to lift, it's much better to push the snow than it is to lift it. But if you do have to lift it, use the proper mechanics with your legs, bending at your knees, not using your back bending forward. Also take frequent breaks. If you won't notice, but you can get dehydrated fairly quickly, and so taking frequent drinks is very helpful as well.
So I know one thing that I tend to do, and I think many people do, is when you shovel, you try to kind of pick the snow up. You said you're supposed to push it, but I tend to kind of get under it and then try to lift it over my shoulder, and I've injured my back that way. So.
Absolutely, as have I.
So clearly you don't want to twist and throw it over
right.
your shoulder.
Twisting and throwing with a heavy load in front of you on a shovel blade is probably one of the most difficult things you can do and is very dangerous and can be very debilitating for your back and shoulders.
So is there also something about the kind of shovel you use or the length of the shovel?
Well, the shovel should be the appropriate size for the person. So taller people should have longer shovel handles. The shovel blade itself should not be so large as to allow you to pick up a very large amount of snow, which would be extremely heavy. So using smaller shovel blades with appropriate length handles for your height can help prevent some of those injuries.
And maybe how you space your hands as far as the leverage idea too?
Well, it depends. If you have to lift as opposed to pushing the snow, then being able to place your hands a little farther apart to give yourself a little more leverage in lifting makes it a little easier to lift the snow. But try not to lift too much.
So when you get any of these injuries, I guess in your experience, seeing what you see, are they kind of permanent? I mean, what's the range of injury that you see in terms of how long it lasts? Clearly, when you lose a finger, that's forever.
Very permanent. Well, they range dramatically. Some people just sort of strain their backs. Some people, it's like a very big workout. So they can tear muscles in their shoulder that heal or in their arms and forearms. The tendonitis of the forearms can be sometimes pesky and take a few 6 weeks to 3 months to get better. But when they stick their fingers into the chutes and impeller blades, those injuries are usually permanent because the blades are not sharp. They are tearing and aggressive, and they lead to injuries that do not respond well to reconstruction.
Well, the clear answer is here, don't put your hands in the snowblower under any circumstances.
Correct.
Well, Dr. Joshua Pleka, assistant professor of orthopedic surgery at Upstate Medical University, specializing in hand, shoulder, and elbow surgery, thanks for coming in with these important safety tips. I think a lot of people out there really need to remember with the snow coming.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have to take a short break, but we'll be right back. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.